Happy Hanukkah. So let's practice with our Hebrew. Chag, Hanukkah, Sameach. I see somebody already starts to do a party here, so somebody probably, it would be great to say one word of message like donuts, that's all. But we have probably close to 1 hour of message today. No. Not 1 hour. But I would like to share about holiday, about few of interesting thoughts from it. And please open your hearts and scriptures and follow me with the going to the scripture, to the Bible. The eight-day Jewish celebration known as Hanukkah commemorates the rededication during the second century BC of the second temple in Jerusalem, where Jews had risen up against their Greek-Syrian oppressors in the Maccabean revolt. Hanukkah, which means dedication in Hebrew, begins on the 25th of Kislev on the Hebrew calendar. So let's say together Hanukkah. Dedication. Time of dedication for the Lord. When the temple was restored, the Jews rededicated it to the Lord and lit the menorah, the special menorah, temple menorah. Only one small jar of kosher oil with the stamp of the high priest was found. And now to keep the candles burning for only one day. This was a serious problem because preparation of more oil for the temple menorah required 8 days. This is the history of Hanukkah. However, according to tradition, miraculously, the lamp continued to burn for 8 days until more oil could be prepared. This was the miracle of Hanukkah, great miracle of Hanukkah. And so today we still observe the holiday of Hanukkah, also called the Festival of Lights. By lighting 8 Hanukkah candles representing the 8 miraculous days. The full story of Hanukkah can be found in the books of Maccabees. And you can read there, it's a great story, a lot of faith, a lot of victory there, so please read it if you can. So I would like to make a brief comparison between the story of Hanukkah and the story of Jacob. And I want to show a few interesting things here, thoughts here. So one of the most important lessons we can learn from Hanukkah is to never give up. Never give up. This is the most important lesson here. The Maccabees did not surrender to their circumstances. Their faith was proactive. And as a result, they became winners because of their faith. And every person, every one of us, sooner or later, faces difficult tests. Some people just give up. I couldn't do anymore. Some people allow mistakes and defeats of the past to hang over them like a cloud everywhere, shaping their response to adversities of the future. But there is a better way to live, much better way to live. Joseph is a great example for us. He faced incredible adversity for much of his life, but he did not yield to disappointment. So it means the Hanukkah party is starting? Not yet. But he did not yield to disappointment or despair. He did not give up. He did not submit to the trials he faced. He did not die in bitterness. It was his choice to be bitter or to be winner. He chose to win. Joseph suffered injustice beginning from an early age. As a lad, he was sold into slavery by his own brothers. So he experienced brotherly love. Harsh love. Because as an older man, he refused to sin with Potiphar's wife, he spent years in prison for his righteousness. Throughout Joseph's entire life, his actions demonstrated that he was a righteous man and filled with the fear of God through all his life, all his ministry. So let's take a look at one story with Joseph in Joseph's life. Let's open together Genesis chapter 40 and look one very interesting story for today. This is the heart of today's message. So from the verse 1, the story of Joseph. So Joseph in prison. For what? For nothing. For being righteous. For saying no to sin. For standing for truth. He was put in prison. So then he's there. Now it was after these things that the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt offended their master, the king of Egypt. So verse 3. So he put them in custody of the house of the commander of the bodyguards in the prison, the place where Joseph was confined. So verse 5. When the two of them each dreamed a dream on the same night, the dream of each man, the cupbearer and the baker of the king of Egypt, who were confined in the prison, each had its own interpretation. When Joseph came to them in the morning, he observed them, and there they were, looking miserable. Miserable. So we know what's happened next. Joseph heard the dreams and gave an interpretation which soon came forth. It's truth. Then what happened? We can read about that in the weekly Torah portion. How Pharaoh heard about Joseph's gift, how Pharaoh asked Joseph to interpret his own dream. And Joseph became to be second after king in whole Egypt, second after Pharaoh because of his gift. So here's the point that deserves our attention here. So Joseph, let's read verse 6 one more time here. Joseph observed them, and there they were looking miserable. So I like this verse here. Joseph observed them. Joseph observed them. Let's say together. Joseph observed them. Joseph was unfairly sold into slavery, was imprisoned for his righteousness, for nothing. And despite all of this, he saw the upset faces of cupbearer and bread giver, baker, and found the strength to serve them. Can you imagine yourself in this situation? You are in prison for nothing, for righteousness, and here's the cupbearer, and you would say, praise the Lord, they're here. Maybe. But he was completely different. He saw their face during the difficult situation of his own life. How difficult it is to deal with the grief of other people when your own life is falling apart. How difficult it was. And he really made this step for him. But here are the simple facts. First, Joseph feared God and was righteous. Let's say amen together. Amen. He was humble and obedient. And also, he served with his gifts in all circumstances of his life. He was servant. He had servant hearts. He served to his father. He served to Potiphar. He served to prisoners. Everywhere. In all circumstances of his life. Wherever life's circumstances led Joseph, he remained close to God, and he always thought of how to serve the needs of others. And it was that focus on serving others that gave him the strength to live a life of victory. Imagine one thing here. Imagine if Joseph allowed bitterness or disappointment in his heart and simply did not pay attention to needs of other people. What would happen to Joseph? If he would miss the very moment of his life? If he would not use the gifts of the Spirit in his life? He would miss everything. He would stay in the prison with nothing. He would be slaved until the end of his life. But he was able, with his pure heart, to see the faces of people around him. And he was able to minister to them. with open hearts, with the gifts of the Holy Spirit, without knowing what will happen in future. I mean, this is the great example here. It's a beautiful example. Proactive faith is the key to victory that overcomes the world. Proactive faith, faith in actions. Do the will of God everywhere, even in prison. Even if our past life is full of bitter disappointments and difficulties, we have the power of the Holy Spirit and strength from the Lord to go forward in faith. Do you remember our words? Not by might, not by power, but by my Spirit, says the Lord. And the faith that pleases the Lord, faith in actions, serving others, loving people. The Lord has given us gifts and expected us to use them in service to the people around us. And I want to say something very special now to each one of us, to me, to you, together. If you are having difficulties today, and all your experience is saying to you that there is no way out, please do not despair. This is not time to despair. Continue to serve people around you and use your gifts. Who knows? Maybe now or tomorrow you will serve your cupbearers. And this will lead you to your own freedom. Maybe this will be the moment of your life. Use your gifts. Your opportunity is waiting for you sometimes in the most unexpected place in your life. Who knows where? But be servant as Jacob, as Joseph was. And please remember Romans chapter 8, verse 28. Now we know that all things work together for good for those who love God, who are called according to His purpose. Let's say together, all things. All things. Trust the Lord. Go with Him. Be faithful. And the last thing I would like to share today, for us as Messianic believers, Hanukkah is a special and important holiday because our Messiah, Yeshua, celebrated Hanukkah, and actually He revealed Himself during the Hanukkah time. I want to read from Brit HaChadashah, from the John chapter 10, from the verse 22, the words from Yeshua's mouth. So then came Hanukkah. It was winter in Jerusalem. Where? In John? Yeah, in John. Yeshua was walking in the temple around Solomon's colonnade. Then the Judean leaders surrounded him, saying, "How long will you hold us in suspense? If you are the Messiah, tell us outright. Right now, we are waiting for Messiah. If you are the Messiah, tell us now. It's so important for us." Yeshua answered them, "I told you, but you don't believe. The works I do in my Father's name testify concerning me, but you don't believe, because you are not my sheep. My sheep hear my voice. I know them, and they follow me. I give them eternal life. They will never perish, and no one will snatch them out of my hand." If you know the Lord, it's for you. You will never perish, and no one will snatch you out of His hand. "My Father, who has given them to me, is greater than all, and no one is able to snatch them out of the Father's hand." And these golden verses here: "I and the Father are one." Lights of Hanukkah, revelation of His glory, the moment of truth for all mankind here. And they were angry, you know what's next. They took stones. It was their answer for Him. But truth is here. He told them, "I and Father are one." There was the time of anticipation. time of spiritual hunger. People were looking for the Messiah, for Redeemer. That was the time for Messiah to come. In fact, they expected a new Maccabee who would free Judea from Rome by the power of sword and make Jerusalem the capital of the earth. Because of their limited understanding, they were not willing to accept the truth, and they did not embrace his answer. I and Father are one. On the feast of Hanukkah, Yeshua revealed himself as the Lord who came in the flesh to bring us redemption and freedom. This is true to all of us. First time he came as a suffering Messiah who paid the price of our redemption. Yes, amen. And the second time he will come as a son of David, the King of Kings, the righteous judge. The second time. Now are the days of Hanukkah, and this is a special time. Time to embrace the truth, to light menorahs, not only in our tables, but inside of our hearts. If you don't know the true light of this word, Messiah Yeshua, which means salvation in Hebrew, this is the greatest time to open your eyes, to believe the Torah, to receive God's Messiah. And I want to end with a prayer. If you are for first time here and never had the opportunity to accept Messiah as your Lord and Savior, if you are here for first time and you never get right with the Lord, this is the time for you. I want to pray with you. So let's pray together. Please pray with me. Our Heavenly Father, thank you for great gift of Messiah. Thank you for Yeshua. Lord, thank you for salvation through him. Thank you for life, for abundant life for me. Please forgive my sins, Lord, and my iniquities, Lord. Please forgive me and please fill me with your Spirit, with the Spirit of truth, with the Holy Spirit. Thank you for your forgiveness, Lord. Thank you for redemption. Thank you for your love. B'Shem Yeshua HaMashiach. Amen. Amen. Chag Hanukkah Sameach. And what next? Party time. Yeah, party time. 1 minute. I want to see schedule here. Yeah, of course. You're welcome to come to Shalom Center for party. Please participate in the party and have a wonderful time of fellowship and worship the Lord and just fellowship together. Chag Sameach. Chag Sameach.